What started out as an experiment in soil health has now evolved into a standard practice for Brian Johnson of Spink County. Johnson flies cereal rye seed into every acre of his standing corn each August, enhancing soil resilience while reducing weed and disease pressure in the following year's soybeans.
The big thing for us is water infiltration. We notice that in the spring, the next season, when we're planting beans, that the water tends to infiltrate into the soil instead of ponding, and so that helps with planting conditions. As well as our fertility program, it has drastically changed our need for commercial fertilizer as well, for phosphorus and potash, and so there's some definite dollar advantages there as well.
In addition, the growing rye aids corn harvest in wet years, reducing mud and increasing traction. And when harvest is complete, Johnson's cattle graze a nutritious blend of residue and forage from fall through potentially spring. Johnson believes adding cattle to crop acres is something more farmers should consider.
The Soil Health Coalition has a South Dakota Grazing Exchange that is linking producers that have livestock or don't have livestock with acres that are available for grazing. And it's a chance to add some dollars to your pocket and get some livestock out on the landscape.
Johnson finds flying rye into corn has little impact on yields, and the lowering of costs in subsequent years provides revenue that can be measured. Johnson is gearing up right now to fly cereal rye into his corn at roughly 90 pounds per acre. For greater details on rye, cover crops, and more, make plans to attend the upcoming Soil Health School slated for September 3rd through the 5th near Huron. Visit sdsoilhealthcoalition.org to register. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.